students in Maryland take new standardized tests in March, but some education experts fear that English language learners will be at a disadvantage. WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
There are 536 students at Bon Mill Elementary School in Laurel. 63 are ELLs, English Language Learners. Twice a week, the ELL students attend an after-school reading program to help them improve their English and computer skills.
Hello. Hi, Henry. How are you?
After a quick snack, the students go to a computer lab for individualized digital lessons that focus on vocabulary building, reading, and comprehension. Principal Justin Fitzgerald.
They're immersed in specific strategies geared towards bringing on success in the classroom and assessments in the park.
PARC stands for Partnership for Assessments of College and Careers. It replaces the old MSA exams for math and English language arts and is aligned with the Common Core standards. PARC exams are computerized, and here, these ELL students get extra time learning how to use a computer.
I sign on all by myself.
Is anybody having problems getting on?
That's school psychologist Abby Finical. She says several of the students who had never touched a computer before are comfortable with it now.
They're not only learning how to manipulate a computer and the mouse and all the other things that can transfer and generalize over to taking the parks.
Through the after-school program's computerized lessons, these students read stories and use critical thinking skills in answering questions about them, as they will be required to do on the park exam. Program coordinator Polly Gould.
They have questions that go along with their stories that are formed in the way that Common Core and PARC form questions. Like if they get the answer wrong, they will show them how to go back to the text and find the correct answer and figure out the higher level thinking.
Bear. Bear.
Sounding out words, Guatemala native Henry Sandoval gets directions in Spanish, something Maryland will allow on the PARC exam. His program will be switched to English as he progresses. He also records himself reading, which Gould can listen to later and assess.
The only ones that have the hardest time are the real newcomers because they don't have that vocabulary. They want to ask you questions because during the classroom they can ask you questions, but during a test, they can't get that explanation.
Fourth grader Camille from Iraq is a newcomer. What do you need help with?
What means this word?
Camille speaks English well, but has trouble recognizing words and answering questions and stories that require a lot of thought.
We have just gotten a dictionary for him that has English words and then Arabic words. It's not a dictionary where it gives you a definition. Therefore, he can use it on the test.
Waiting for his parents, third grader Neil Patel of India says the program has helped him this way.
By giving me questions so I can get smarter.
And has it helped you with your English?
Like a little bit, much.
Now what about end-of-the-year exams?
Maybe I know it.
In addition to the after-school program, Gould works with the students in their regular classes. Principal Fitzgerald hopes that and the after-school program will make a difference when his ELL students take the PARC exam.
We're at least confident, and the students are confident, knowing that they are really given every opportunity to succeed.
Come March, he says they're going to be prepared. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.